USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A judge in Honduras ruled last night that former President Juan Orlando Hernandez can be extradited to the United States to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. Hernandez, who denies the charges, has been accused of electoral fraud and was named as a co-conspirator in a New York drug trafficking case last year. President Biden reiterated on Wednesday that the United States and its NATO allies are fully committed to providing Ukraine additional security assistance to fend off Russia's invasion.
He speaks for a people who have shown remarkable courage and strength in the face of brutal aggression. Courage and strength that's inspired not only the Ukrainians, but the entire world.
The White House is reporting President Biden will talk by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. The two will discuss the Russian-Ukraine war, competition between China and the United States, and other topics. USA Radio News.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Call Chris this morning. So, Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, and I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
A strong 7.4 magnitude earthquake shook off the coast of Fukushima, Japan late Wednesday. The earthquake, upgraded from an original 7.3 magnitude, knocked out power to more than 2 million customers across Japan and injured 97. The region is the same part of northern Japan that was devastated by a deadly 9.0 magnitude earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown 11 years ago. Disgraced actor from the show Empire, now a convicted felon, walked out of jail Wednesday.
An appeals court sided with Jussie Smollett's lawyers and said he should be free pending his appeal after his conviction for lying to police and staging a racist homophobic attack. Smollett left the Cook County Jail Wednesday night after posting a personal recognizance bond of $150,000. The appeals court ruling came 1 week after a Cook County judge sentenced Smollett to begin serving 150 days in jail. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Representative Andrew Klein, the Republican from Georgia, told Newsmax on Wednesday that Russia has to see the strength of the world or it's just going to continue to roll forward.
You know, Ronald Reagan, back in his era, it was peace through strength. And that's what Russia has to see. And they have to see strength from the world or Russia is just going to continue to roll forward. And so, you know, there's an old Russian proverb that says, when you probe with the bayonet, if you find mush, you push. If you find steel, you withdraw. So Ukraine has to show Russia its steel, and the world has to show Russia its steel.
As the war in Ukraine rages on, roughly 10,500 Americans were polled in a Pew Research survey earlier this month. 35% of Americans favor U.S. military action in Ukraine, even if it risks nuclear conflict with Russia. Additionally, under half of the Americans approved of the Biden administration's response to the Russian invasion. Addressing Congress on Wednesday, Ukraine President Zelensky is asking President Biden to lead the world through peace.
I'm addressing the President Biden. You are the leader of the nation, of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.